There are times like today when we must make difficult decisions, and perhaps those that are controversial or simply create a spectacle. In my decision-making capacity as a trustee, I am not given the luxury of taking a poll on every issue and simply voting with the majority. Instead, like those leaders of our republic who serve our community in a representative democracy, I must ultimately vote my conscience. Today, we take up this topic of emeritus status. There are provisions for emeritus status in the university organizing documents. The emeritus status is an honorific status. It is a title that is one of prestige. It is not earned by right, but it is given as a privilege by the Board of Trustees. I need to point out that this is purely an optional act. While the process of conferring emeritus status may end with the Board of Trustees, it is important to note that it must begin with the individual faculty member who must request this honorific status for themselves. Apparently, Mr. Ayers, who has been a teacher at the University of Illinois at Chicago, has asked for this privilege and honor to be bestowed on him. Our discussions of this topic, therefore, do not represent an intervention into the scholarship of the university, nor is it a threat to academic freedom. It is rather simply a response to his request. In my role, I am simply responding to something which has been presented to me. I am guided by my conscience and one which has been formed by a series of experiences, many of which have been shared with the people of our country and mark each of us in our own profound way. My own history is not a secret. My life experiences inform my decision making as a trustee of this university. In this case of tenure, I hope that I will act in a predictable fashion and that the people of Illinois and the faculty and staff of this great institution will understand my motives and my reasoning. I intend to vote against conferring the honorific title of our university to a man whose body of work includes a book dedicated in part to the man who murdered my father, Robert F. Kennedy. There is nothing more antithetical to the hopes for a university that is lively and yet civil, or to the hopes of our founding fathers for this great experiment of self-governing people than to permanently seal off debate with one's opponent by killing them. There can be no place in a democracy to celebrate political assassinations or to honor those who do so. We are citizen trustees whose judgment should be predictable to the community that we serve. And I would ask anyone who challenges my judgment, how could I do anything else?